This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour on Monday, May the 23rd. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on World Turtle Day. We're talking about all these other insects and things that are creepy and crawly. Turtles are not creepy, but they are crawly, Jennifer.
Yes.
Today is World Turtle Day, honoring the turtle population, the tortoise population. So here's the quiz question. What's the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? Remember the old tortoise and the hare?
Yeah, turtles I do. The size. I think turtles are smaller. I think tortoises are larger.
I think that has to do with fresh and salt water as well.
Probably, yeah. But I like my answer better.
You do? Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? Anyway, the creatures are important for lots of things.
Wait, do you not know the answer? How can you ask a trivia question?
What, whether turtles or tortoise is what I remembered. But I've just had a brain. I don't remember which is which. Tortoises are, I believe, are saltwater turtles, and turtles are freshwater turtles. I think that that's the way it is. It's been a long time since
Let's see. All tortoises are turtles.
Right, here we go. All tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises.
This is right. And, right? Okay, so all tortoises are, in fact, turtles. They belong in the order of testudines or colonia, reptiles having bodies encased in a shell, but not all turtles are tortoises. If tortoises are turtles, why not just call turtle-like creatures turtle? Because if the animal you're referring to is a tortoise, then you're going to get corrected. So tortoises are exclusively land creatures. They live in a variety of habitats, from deserts to wet tropical forests. Unlike most sea turtles, which take to land only when they're laying eggs, tortoises don't have much to do with the water other than drinking it and bathing in it.
Okay.
Got it?
So they all dig holes and they bury their eggs.
So tortoises don't go in the water.
No. But they all bury their eggs in.
They're also vegetarians, while other turtles are omnivores.
Well, they eat dead fish, I thought.
Tortoises are vegetarians, so apparently not.
Really? No dead fish for them. Huh. I think that their snapping turtles are part of the species to look out for. But
well, don't forget, you have snapping turtles, sea turtles, regular old turtles, tortoise turtles.
And some of them live to be 100, 150, 190 years old, which is, I don't know how they figure that out. How do they?
Sort of like members of Congress.
When's your birthday? Yeah, right, exactly. More than 100,000 people are listed as missing in Mexico. Wow. This is some. The United Nations is in Mexico. How many people are? Where have we seen? We're so busy reporting on the leakages coming into our country, and I don't know whether this is of interest, I guess, because we have a lot of people who are of Mexican heritage who listen to this program and who are residents of America. I find this amazing. 100,099 people are missing in Mexico at this very moment. They're trying to, and I guess I'm going to speculate here. I don't know this. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says the disappearances represent a human tragedy of enormous proportions, mostly because they're drug-related.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, they probably get taken into the business
but 100,
sex trafficking,
000,
drug trafficking.
100,000? Wow.
People get offed for talking too much. Ugh.
Yeah.
And the border, you know, this is another reason to discuss having, like, real limitations on the border. What's happening now, where the cartels are tunneling under the border or just walking through, using women and kids as shields. Ugh.
Pretty horrible stuff. The Nestle baby formula shipment that has landed in America, there are some people who are asking, is this the appropriate use of our troops and our Air Force airplanes? The idea of bringing from Europe to America, this is Operation Fly Formula, Jennifer, using the Air Force's big transport planes and using Air Force, this is
Look, no, it's not the proper use, but what else are you supposed to do? I mean, I think what's far more embarrassing is that the greatest country on the planet, or at least that's what we were hoping that we are, is having to get in line and get formula to feed our own children from other countries. That, to me, is totally embarrassing. And how we let this happen, I don't know. Is it terrible leadership? And if there are not a lot of hearings on the FDA and just what was told to who and when, because there are a lot of stories out there now that Abbott was ready to reopen up their facility and they couldn't get a hold of anybody at the FDA. So if the FDA is going to shut you down, you better be sure that they're sitting on the doorstep ready to go when you're ready to crank back into production again.
You would think the president is in Asia this week, working, among other things, with South Korea. They have a new president there, Yoon Suk-yeol. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Oh, I'm sure, 100%.
Suk-yeol. Anyway, they're going to enlarge their joint military exercises to sort of give an up yours to Kim Jong Fatty in North Korea. They had, what, how many, this so far this year, 16 missile launches flying over South Korea and into the South Korea Sea. Officials have warned that North Korea may be on the verge of resuming nuclear weapons tests. The world is nuts, crazy.
Well, and why we're starving for this? There's no strong leadership, and that's the thing. So people are just getting away with whatever. And now, now we've got a bigger problem because at this press conference that happened while we were all sleeping this morning, it's making a lot of news right now. Biden was asked about whether or not he would defend Taiwan militarily.
Yep.
And he said yes. And so apparently the Secretary of State, like, fully shifted in his chair, gets out his phone and starts sending out messages. Within an hour, the White House has clarified the remarks. China's already jumped in saying, if you guys do this, we're going to come at you with XYZ. It's scary. You think that things are turned upside down getting into a war with Russia? Keep in mind, if we're getting into a war with China, how much can be uprooted in our lives? Because they control everything.
The end of the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over. All right, I want to think there's a better life for my grandson.
Happy news, right? I know.
Yeah. All right, so well, as long as we're there, I got one good one and one bad one out of Ukraine. Zelensky has proposed a deal to secure compensation for countries that suffer from what Russia's doing. He said, quote, "We invite the partner countries to sign a multilateral agreement and create a mechanism through which each and every one who has suffered from Russia's actions will be able to receive compensation for all losses." I'm reading the translation.
Who?
Well, this is all of the seized and frozen assets that they've gotten, that the Russians, they've all, everybody around
the
world.
Seems like a big promise for a country that's begging for money from everybody else, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, so what is it aimed at doing, though? Well, this is kind of a distraction, it seems to me. Why would you be talking?
And probably also ginning up more anti-Russia's Russian sentiment, which...
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. Yeah. So here's the other side. There's a story today floating around there's a story of a Jewish girl who was saved by a Ukrainian family during World War II, and now her grandchildren are returning the favor.
That's awesome.
So... Yeah, the family, this
housing
Jewish
family.
Girl that was saved by the Ukrainian family, and she found out, this woman obviously is a grandmother now, and they found some Ukrainian families that were in need of help, so they've taken them in. And this is, back to, we were talking about the guy who was recognized by his friend, and they're both 97, they were in the Holocaust. So it's amazing how many things there are tied to that event, basically World War II. It really is.
I love those stories of people. And what we don't realize here is that we're really good and generous at giving money in the United States. But what they do in Poland is open up their houses. I mean, they're not shelters, like big super shelters. People are opening up their homes. It's incredible.
All right. So Ginny Thomas, what's the scoop with her? Did she really urge lawmakers in Arizona to reverse the election?
Oh, Clarence Thomas's wife?
Yes.
I don't know. They say, look, I'm always about waiting because I've been burned. I think we all have when we start responding immediately to headlines, because especially when they're being dealt about January 6th, there's been a lot of misinformation. Are there text messages? Probably. There were some that were released. Do people in high places have questions about this election? Yes, I have questions about this election. I watched 2,000 Mules. I was appalled at what happened. Is that enough to have her husband removed from the Supreme Court? I don't know. I mean, you could have an argument about anything that would have to do with January 6th, maybe recusing himself. I don't even know if that is necessary, but how much of his job on other, you know, on everything else that's going on is questioned. I think he's a good justice. I think he's proven himself to be one, and I don't know. I don't really see a need for him to step away. Mm-hmm. We have plenty of other people in the Supreme Court that have, that if you started digging through them, they could probably all have a conflict of interest.
Oh, so corrupt. Here's the latest on Dave Chappelle's attacker. Listen to this.
The L.A. County D.A. determined that there wasn't enough evidence of intent to charge him with a felony. That's why the city attorney charged him with misdemeanor counts of battery and possessing a deadly weapon with intent to assault. But the publicity in that case led to felony charges in another case. The D.A., George Gascon, saying it led to identifying Lee in the December stabbing of his roommate in a transitional housing facility. He has now been charged with attempted murder for that violent fight. He has pled not guilty in that case, and we should mention he has also pled not guilty in the misdemeanor case as well. Back out here live. Once again, he's due back in court on June 2nd. Live in downtown L.A., I'm Christy Fajardo, Fox 11 News.
So, Gascon is actually doing something?
No, Gascon's a real lunatic, and he would not charge the guy for jumping on stage with a knife assaulting Dave Chappelle because he said that the knife happened to be in his pocket at the time, so there was nothing he could do. Didn't even file a misdemeanor charge. And this is a targeted attack. It's not like you just end up at the Hollywood Bowl in the first row. You're there for a reason. At least I believe you're there for a reason, and I think he knew exactly what he was going to do. So the L.A. City's attorney's office, Mike Feuer, who was just running for mayor up until Friday, said, well, we have to do something, so we'll charge with misdemeanor, and it kind of usurped the power of the county. Okay, fine. So that goes on. Turns out this guy's now wanted for an attempted murder on his roommate, who he stabbed, allegedly anyway. And this is not the first time that Gascon has had this kind of thing done. He put a child molester who raped a child in a Denny's bathroom into a juvenile facility with other women because he identified as he's transgender now, identifying as a woman, even though he's biologically male, and 28 years old. But because he was 17 when he committed the crime, he served it in juvie. And now he's in jail for murder. Guy's a wreck.
Yeah. 18 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Yeah. This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Whether you're working from home, an office, or both, Staples has your tech.
A powerful PC that'll help me deliver the perfect presentation.
Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
A second monitor that'll make multitasking manageable?
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories. From the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, save up to $260 on select PCs. The latest tech solutions are at Staples. The Working and Learning Store. Ends 5/28. In-store only. Limit 2 while supplies last.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Clearly, the hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right, 4 at the hour now in the DJD program, Trending Time. There are three very different things that are floating around in my focus here. The first one has to do with Maim Bialik, who's the host of Jeopardy and also has a comedy show on TV. She was on The Big Bang Theory, I think, too, wasn't she, for a while? Anyway, she's now doing, among other things, Jeopardy. And I know the ladies here, if they were here to talk, they would all say the same thing that they've said 100 times if they've said it once. That her wardrobe is nerdy. Victoria says that all the time. She says it's incredible to be surrounded by the writers and researchers who work to create Jeopardy. It's one of the great experiences, tremendous variety of information. I'm learning so much. I love being on the program. One thing, though, she doesn't love is the attention focused on her wardrobe. I didn't realize that she was a child star. Was she one of the Disney kids? She's 46-year-old now. She says she proudly identifies as both a geek and a nerd and was happy to explain the variation between a geek and a nerd. Geeks usually associate more with Star Wars or Star Trek, and the okay, so that's good to know. She was, her series Call Me Cat has gotten a lot of attention because it's been renewed. She's very, very busy, and so she says she didn't like the distraction. I think she's a mother, too. She didn't like the distraction of all the people who are making fun of her outfit. You know what? With all the things going on in the world, why would anybody care? I suppose it's just something to talk about. The late spring storms that are blowing across the country today, there was a refresher in a series of thunderstorms that went all the way from Texas up to Maine, and that seems to have blown out in some areas, but now with temperatures over 100 degrees in some of the areas in the southwest and the mid-south, temperatures today will kick up more storms and tornadoes and things. Power is restored to some areas in Texas, but it's still in Colorado as well. There still are going to be a lot of storms during the course of the day today. And this is something fascinating. There are cables, internet cables, that are running across the world's oceans, the floor of the oceans. They're now using them to start to detect earthquakes. Apparently, this has happened twice this year, where the cables have somehow or other foretold of when there was an earthquake. Now, that's something to look forward to information-wise. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 21-year-old Russian soldier was sentenced to life in prison on Monday for killing an unarmed civilian in the first war crimes trial since Moscow's invasion. The verdict takes effect in 30 days and can be appealed during that period. The soldier, a member of a tank unit who was eventually captured, will remain in custody. The Ukrainian prosecutor general said there was more than 11,000 ongoing war crimes in Ukraine, with 40 suspects identified. Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. Quote, if 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less. End quote. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The concern that conservative voices are being censored by Democrat followers is reaching a fever pitch. Examples include the infamous Biden laptop and Hillary Clinton given the okay to release Russia disinformation about President Trump to the media, and then, without journalistic integrity, the media running the story. Now a new documentary with evidence exposing how the 2020 election was stolen, according to its creator, Dinesh D'Souza. The documentary is called 2,000 Mules.
When you look at what the fact checkers are saying, it doesn't really square with what's in the film. So they'll say things like, well, you know, in Georgia, people are allowed to return ballots for their family members. Now, that's true. But if you're returning ballots for your family members, why would you go to more than one drop box? You'd go to one, you drop them off, you'd go home.
Right.
We're looking at mules that went to a minimum of 10 drop boxes. And as you know, if you've seen the video and the film, typically it's in the middle of the night. It's wearing gloves to avoid fingerprints. It's taking photos of the ballots going in to get paid. So anyone who sees the film will realize that this criticism is just downright nonsensical. It doesn't square with what your own two eyes are showing you in the movie.
Mr. D'Souza on One America News. Again, the documentary is called 2,000 Mules. NASCAR racing is in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on the Bright and Beautiful DJV program. Actually, it's bright and beautiful pretty much everywhere across the country after this thunderstorm, this line of thunderstorms. It's actually reached from Texas all the way up to Maine over the weekend. It was very hot on the East Coast, and then the weather changed dramatically. Matter of fact, to Jennifer, Victoria, there was this big snowstorm in Colorado.
I know. I got pictures of it from my family. It's crazy.
I was thinking of your family, actually. I was wondering if they got hit with the snow. That's bizarre.
No, thankfully that was the last. They didn't get it in Grand Junction, thank goodness, because they were having a rough weekend this weekend with my grandpa. But my cousin in Denver got a ton of snow, so she was
taking pictures. The latest snow I can remember having in Massachusetts was May 5th. I remember it vividly because we were milking cows, and the power went out, and I had 1,000 gallons of milk in a milk tank that all got spoiled because we were without power for like 5 days because all the leaves are out on the trees, and you have that snow, and it just knocked down trees and branches and stuff. And that's what happens when these, you know, I'm sure in Colorado, same thing. All of the foliage is in full swing now. It's beautiful. I just love driving around. I'm sure you do, too, seeing all the greenery. It's just kind of a wonderful, warm,
it's just neat.
But the this storm and the other storms that came across the country slowed things down. Over the weekend, air traffic was a mess. And because airlines are overbooked, they don't have enough pilots. I was 4 hours later getting out of Boston yesterday than I thought I was going to. I take the early morning flight, 6 o'clock from LA to Boston, and got a text message that the plane couldn't leave till 10 o'clock. So I asked the question, I'm going to ask, okay, so what's the story? What's the problem? Why are we being delayed? And it happened that the pilot who brought that plane in from California the night before, they were delayed on the ground by 4 hours because of the storms and stuff. So that's why he got in 4 hours late, and the requirement is that you have to have 8 hours between one flight and another flight if you've reached maximum. And so he said, I would have been here at 6, but they wouldn't let me. And so that's how tight they are. They don't have extra pilots. American doesn't. Delta, nobody, none of them do. And so they've expanded their route system for the summer, and now they're curbing it back. For a number of reasons, although a lot of cancellations because people can't pay the amount of money. You look at the ticket prices where they've gone. The cost of diesel fuel, which is what jet fuel is, has gone way, way up. And so that's affecting the cost of everything, whether you fly, whether you're driving your car, whether you're, you know, looking for stuff in the grocery store, wherever it is. Be friendly with your local family small farmer who maybe he has some cows and maybe he has some good produce, and you know, that's what you're going to need this summer because the store is there. I think Jennifer's right. She said about a half hour ago, if you didn't hear the first half hour of the program, where we are going is no man's land. If the Russians keep doing what they're doing, or Putin does, and we continue to we're kind of reacting, but not really reacting as strongly as we might. So where does that put us in a month or two or three?
Well,
or four?
And I don't like to think like that, but we already see the energy crisis. There's no end in sight for that. You already know that the food crisis is coming, if Zelensky is right, within 10 weeks. And then the economic crisis that is happening for, like, our country that keeps either printing money or borrowing money without making any cuts here to help prop up Ukraine. And I'm not saying any of that is wrong. I mean, I would like to see Ukraine come out of this, but we're giving Ukraine enough money to survive. And so if we give them enough money to survive, then how long does this get prolonged? Right? I mean, it's just a prolonged process. So I don't know.
You see,
feels hopeless almost.
From the Southern Baptist Leaders Conference about ministers and sexual abuse. Is there any?
It's funny. I just saw the headline this morning in the LA Times, but I didn't read the article yet. What happened?
It's the same old thing. It makes no difference.
They were covering it up, right?
Yeah.
That was the report.
The same as the priests were. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is there about these people and their religion and people and their deviancy and I find myself awash with frustration. I look around and you want to try to find something good. Okay, here's something good, kind of a small silver lining in the war in Ukraine. The reunion of two sisters who have been separated 20 years. They're 22 years old. One is 22, one's 23. They were separated. Their family got separated. And so, as it turns out, they found each other. It wasn't like they were looking for each other, but they found. And the thing that's so amazing about it, they look like they're twins. If you see pictures of them, I don't know. I'm not going to try to pronounce their names. Great story about them in The Guardian today. And, you know, again, some of the things that are coming, we keep talking about how horrible it is and is and how many people have been killed. But to see something like that happen, it's kind of a neat thing. Donating, by the way, I've gotten a lot of questions. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our expert on scams, et cetera, says that one of the places that's safe is UNICEF. I don't know how many people have been donating or think about donating or finding the right place, but if I were to send you to one place, UNICEF would be the place because the money goes to support the families, the family structure in the war in Ukraine. So those of you, Americans are very, very, very generous. And so I came across that, and I thought to myself, okay, it's time to remind you of how to help. If you're going to individually, you want to individually help, go to UNICEF. That's a good place to donate to. The number of deaths linked to cases of liver inflammation, i.e. hepatitis, you see this? Especially in children, the official count is 180 cases that are being investigated pretty much all across the country, and all of them are in children under 10. And in fact, there was, a couple of thousand pediatric hepatitis cases that have been reported so far this year, and so it's not really clear why this is a problem. Is it the water? Is it what we're eating? Liver's affected by, what you're consuming, frankly. And so hepatitis, this is, and I can't even pronounce it, but the reason that I bring it up is because there are so many things around now. There's so many bugs, so many viruses. Again, you wake up every morning and you look around and you think, my God, why do I even want to get up?
I know. Because, don't forget, we're all going to get monkeypox now. That's next.
Yeah, what's that story? What's the latest on that? I've seen a lot of warnings. Look out, there's only one case, right? And I think it's in Massachusetts. So,
there's a case in Texas or more than one case in Texas, and there was another state. Louisiana, maybe? There are two other, two southern states and then Massachusetts. And then I saw something over the weekend about it being, is it sexually transmitted?
Did you see that? Very weird.
Okay, so
at first the response was, it's silly that they want to bring back the masks when monkeypox is transmitted sexually, or you can transmit it to people if you're, like, sharing clothes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked it up because I'm like, all right, let's read about this monkeypox. I better start learning about it. And some of it there says it's a droplet. So I really don't know. I think we need to talk to some doctors. Maybe Dr. Ken can do a little deep dive into monkeypox for us, because I've never even heard of it.
Saliva, it's fluids, it's body fluids.
Yeah.
That's how it's.
So it's like an HIV thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from it, right? Like the way the coverage is.
The subtle suggestion from the name, not so subtle, is that it's transferred in activity between animals and humans.
Well, and originally that's what they said about HIV.
Yeah.
So that it came from apes or chimps or something.
But this didn't come from monkeys. The only reason that they call it monkeypox is because when it was first discovered in a lab, it was discovered, I guess, in a monkey or something like that. But they said that more often than not, it actually is transmitted via, like, rodents have this thing. So it's not the same thing where they were saying a man was, with a monkey to create the AIDS virus. This is a little bit, it's different than that, at least from what I was reading yesterday. It's also not all that much to be concerned about. It's ugly, but they also say that it's very treatable and that it's it's kind of an offshoot. It's like a lesser version of smallpox is what it is related to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so then what else can we... the world of science has so many different... it's like an octopus, tentacles here, tentacles there. Scientists have uncovered a tomb of an ancient Egyptian dignitary who handled secret documents for the pharaoh about 4,400 years ago. So they have found the documents. They're in the midst of translating. Can you imagine?
That's cool.
Something? Yeah. I thought that was, and you wonder,
this is like the Egyptian Hunter Biden's laptop, is that what it is?
Yeah. Jennifer.
Document somewhere.
Yeah, there was some activity on that over the weekend, wasn't there? Didn't I see something?
Richard Nixon, a little shredder. They didn't have a paper shredder back then, so they just buried the guy with it. the guy in charge.
But so what is the Hunter Biden thing? I noticed there was something.
Oh, there's nothing new. I'm sure there might be something new. I wasn't referencing anything in particular. I was just trying to think of like hidden document scandals. That's all. That came to my mind first.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its all-time high in January, something to celebrate, and now it's going down. It's about, 20% off from where it was in January. It's down, has been down. But, this is what you expect from the situation in the world. The gas prices, the war, all of the things, the economy has been hot to begin with. I noticed that for the first time in a long time, there's inventory, not a lot, but some in my local area in terms of housing. The house isn't going on the market, and 5 minutes later there are 15 offers, and it's off the market in 10 minutes. There are some houses that have actually been on the market for a couple of weeks, but still, there are a lot of people. The cost of borrowing money, the average, I think, is like 4.5% for mortgages.
Well, I think that's spooking people. My boss happens to have his house fell out of escrow. Somebody wanted to come in and pay cash for his house, and it fell out of escrow. It's still up there, and that's unusual. Usually, houses are getting, I mean, you're getting more than you want in, you know, in a matter of days, because it's so much a buyer's market or a seller's market at this point. But what he's saying is that people are scared of the rate of getting a loan, right? He's the interest rate, but also the fact that we're headed towards a collapse. So why would somebody want to spend $1 million for a home that's going to be worth $600,000 by next year at this time? So I think there's some real fear and uncertainty in all sectors of the economy right now, including even the buyer's market, which used to be a pretty big thing just a couple weeks ago.
Well, if you're buying any kind of cryptocurrency, apparently that does well when all else fails.
Crypto? I thought crypto just totally died.
Crypto took a nosedive. So but everything's down right now. So people are freaking out about their 401ks, and I'm like, well,
the retirement,
it's going to come back, and and you don't lose money with the stock market unless you sell. So everyone, I don't know, it's just people panic over everything now.
Nothing, right? Okay, so here's something good. If you want to make some extra money, the apparently the largest advance in pay has gone to babysitters. People are paying more money now than they ever have before to hire babysitters. How much? I wonder how much. I was thinking my daughter has a little. Miles is going to join us for dinner tonight, but tomorrow night he has to have a babysitter, and they told me it was like $12 an hour or something. Didn't seem that expensive. Okay, here we are at 48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sounds.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program Monday, and Chuck Curry with a report on what the box office totals are, how Downton Abbey do, and some of the other movies that are around this weekend. We'll get that update right after this.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Aha! One of the great John Williams themes. from one of the great Steven Spielberg, George Lucas creations, the Indiana Jones movies, the theme from Indy, and all those great memories that we have. I think that this is one of the great movie franchises of all time, Chucker. So what's cooking with Indiana Jones?
This day in movie history, Doug, May 23rd, 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom opened nationwide in a great year of movies led by Beverly Hills Cop, Ghostbusters, Karate Kid, Gremlins, Revenge of the Nerds, Red Dawn. This is one of the great movies of 84. This is my favorite Indiana Jones movie. A lot of people have issues with this film. I think it's too dark. It's a prequel to Raiders, but I think it's the quickest moving, most exciting of all the Indiana Jones movies. I played it yesterday at my ice cream parlor on my big TV, and I was entertaining the masses, so I did my public service. But anyway, this movie was pretty extreme for a PG movie. So was Gremlins to an extent. So that opened the door to what we now have is a PG-13 movie. And then later that year, a movie called Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen was the first movie ever to receive and be released with a PG-13 in the year 1984. Pretty good movie history, Doug.
Yeah, very good. All right. Yep. So what made history this weekend at the box office? What do the totals look like?
Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness, number one for the third straight weekend, did $342 million in 3 weeks, $800 million worldwide. Pretty good, I'd say very good number. Downton Abbey, A New Era, here's the story. It did $16 million. The reviews were really good. The reaction from the public was really good, but it is half of the original film's gross. In 2019, that movie did 30. Having said that, that one sort of caught lightning in a bottle after the TV show first movie. It is a good sign, as I was telling you off air. I don't want to spin it in a negative way that it did only half of what the original did. But post-COVID, people over the age of 50 did go back to the movies. So that is a good sign. Number three, The Bad Guys, $3.5 million, $61 million to date. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, $3.9 million, $181 million in fourth. That's a good number overall. And a movie called Men, I don't know what that is, just $3 million, number five.
Yeah, I don't know that movie either. I'm looking forward.
But here's the thing. As I said on Friday, two big barometers coming forward again. Maverick, Top Gun, which has gotten great reviews. You know, some of the people I've seen say this is going to be the movie that saves summer. Let's see what happens. It opens Thursday night, and then June 10th, you got Jurassic World Dominion, which is going to be what they call a huge 10-pole popcorn blockbuster film. I'm looking forward very much to that film, because I love Sam Neill in that role of Dr. Alan Grant, and he returns to the franchise with Jeff Goldblum and Laura Dern. You know, interesting story I was reading in interviews. Laura Dern's giving a lot of press. When the original Jurassic Park, Sam Neill was 44, she was 23, and they were, wow. You know, that was I did not know that was that big of an age disparity between the two. Well, that she was only 23 when she made Jurassic Park in 1993.
All right, Chucker, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.